Right, let's kick off with rugby. Springbok assistant coach Mzondile Stick expects a desperate Argentina to come back from last week's 67-30 thrashing in Durban. Now, the world champions lead the rugby championship by a single point and are heavy favourites to win as they chase back-to-back titles. But the hosts have shown that they can bounce back, and Stocker warns the Pumas are driven by pride.
They've lost against the All Blacks. A week later on, they came back as a better team. They beat the All Blacks. Same thing against Australia. So if we don't learn from those games, I think we'll be mistaken also and stupid not to learn from those situations. The key thing for us is to make sure that we pitch up mentally in the good space. Argentina, they'll be desperate. So they're going to come back hard.
The match at Twickenham in London kicks off at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Over to some cricket now. Nat Silverbrunt described England's blistering start to the Women's Cricket World Cup as a captain's dream. Now, Lindsay Smith took 3 wickets and Amy Jones was unbeaten on 40, beating the Proteas women by 10 wickets in their opener.
We're really blessed that we've got so many talented cricketers in our squad. It's obviously making selection very difficult.
It's the worst possible start to a World Cup for the South African side, as the top order collapsed and only Sinalo Jafta top scored with 22 runs. And then in some football, Liverpool boss Arne Slot says they're looking for new ways to stop their opponents as they look to bounce back from consecutive defeats in all competitions. The Premier League champions go to Chelsea this afternoon. Slot believes he benefited from the aura of predecessor Jurgen Klopp in his first season, but knows the situation has now changed.
Him being so well known that a new manager came in and everybody thought, oh, let's start to play against Liverpool. Teams played in a completely different way in the first half of the season against us than they did when we were top of the league after the half of the season and when we were top of the Champions League after the first part of the season.
And then closing off with golf, the South African challengers at the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship at St Andrews in Scotland had a good day yesterday. Now Richard Stern shares the lead in the DP World Tour event on 12 under par, alongside Scotland's Robin McIntyre. Fellow South African Louis Oosthuizen is just one shot behind him, while Herman Lobsa is 4 shots off the lead. Right, that's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sport team, I'm Faida Crouch.
Arne Slot, la 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 la. It's you against me today, by the way.
And you know, my brother and I had a conversation. It was me against him because he's a United fan.
Okay.
And that was a little bit painful.
So is he on your side today?
I hope so.
Or would he rather? Because I don't know too many United fans that want us to win anything. So today, and today only, you and your brother on the same page.
I would believe that everyone is Chelsea fan.